There are 8 really specific things that I've done at Tavia Redburn Photography to increase the perceived value of my photography business and my brand so that whenever clients inquire, they not only book me more often, but I'm able to attract higher paying clients. These are things that you can start implementing very, very quickly in your photography business. So stay tuned to learn 8 ways to increase the perceived value of your photography business.
Welcome to the From Better Half to Boss podcast. I'm Tavia Redburn, and on this show, I share how I retired my husband from his 9-to-5 with my birth photography business, all while homeschooling my 3 kids. If you have a passion, there is a reason. It's because you were made to follow that passion. It's your time to go from better half to boss.
Hey y'all, I'm Tavia, and I help photographers learn how to specialize and get fully booked with ideal clients so they can go full-time. My students learn this through Marketing School for Photographers. Thank you so much for making the time to join me for another episode of the From Better Half to Boss Photography podcast. And today we are talking about an exciting topic. We're talking about how to increase the perceived value of your brand as a photographer so that clients will stop choosing you based on price, but instead on the value of your photos, of your work, and of your experience and what you have to offer. So that when clients see your work, it's more than just photos, but it's like a whole vibe. It's a whole feeling that they can't just find anywhere. That's really when the magic happens. Now, a lot goes into this, but we're going to talk about 8 very strategic and specific ways that I was able to increase the value of what I offer at Tavia Redburn Photography, and that you can do the same in the eyes of your potential clients. And if you don't increase the value of your photography business in the eyes of your potential clients, what ends up happening is you're blending in a sea of all the other photographers who take good photos and barely charge anything for them. I know a lot of you probably are listening to this thinking like, how can I stand out? How can I be different? How can I increase the value of what I offer when there are other really good photographers who charge barely anything for their work? It's like being stuck in this loop of discount deals and bargain hunters where nobody really gets why you're different, or better yet, why you're the best. And here's one thing that I want to mention before we get into the strategy and the strategic ways. Sometimes when I talk about giving a high value experience or increasing perceived value, my students' minds go to giving client gifts. In fact, I was talking with a student in marketing school about this exact thing. She said, I really want to elevate my client experience and give client gifts. Like, what are you guys giving for client gifts? And honestly, I have never been consistent with client gifts. I know that might be kind of faux pas, but it's just not something I put a lot of emphasis on because I didn't see a big ROI, return on investment, when it came to client gifts. I saw a bigger and better ROI on other things that we're going to talk about here today to increase the perceived value. So a client isn't going to hire you or not based on client gifts. A client isn't going to refer you or not based on client gifts. The gift is not going to be the thing that makes the client feel like they had a high value experience. So it's a cool thing to add on. It's fun to do, like surprise and delight, all of that. I have done it for a long time, but it's not something that I'm pouring a ton of energy and effort into. Now, if you're anything like me, you have heard photographers and educators talk about showing clients the value. Show them the value and they'll pay your prices. Like if your value exceeds your price, you'll get hired every time. And a lot of times for me anyway, it's like, okay, but what does that actually mean? Whenever somebody says, show them the value, show them your worth, charge your worth, what's your value? It's like, okay, cool. I don't actually know what that means. Like, let's talk about what that actually means. So here are 8 ways that you can actually show your potential clients and your inquiries the value of what you do as a photographer. First is a tangible client guide. So one thing that I do with clients after their session is over is I hand them a what to expect next packet. This is actually a really nice packet that has a small folder and pockets on the inside. And inside it has a referral card. It has a business card. It has a like trifold brochure that tells them what to expect next with their ordering appointment, how to measure their walls. And it includes some things to consider before our next appointment, a website URL to go to prepare for the ordering appointment. And it's just really nice thing to be able to hand clients at the end of their session. Now, this elevates the perceived value because, first of all, it shows my clients that I'm a professional and that I am prepared and that I know how to help them. I have systems in place and I have processes, and I'm showing them I know what I'm doing and I know how to help you. So it's positioning me as the professional. And already, when you're doing something like that, you are standing out from other photographers because other photographers are not giving their clients things like that. And it just is one way to elevate your brand. And it would always surprise and delight my clients whenever I would hand them this because it made it really clear, especially my newborn clients who were feeling really overwhelmed with just the phase of life that they were in. It gave them really clear next steps to know exactly what was coming next and what they needed to do to prepare for their ordering appointment. And of course, if you don't do in-person sales, there's lots of ways that you can include a tangible guide, something that you can hand clients or mail to them. So this could be immediately after booking. Maybe you mail them a welcome packet. Instead of delivering it via email, maybe you have it printed and it's like a magazine that they get in the mail that tells them how to prepare for their session and maybe outfit tips and ideas and product inspiration and stuff like that. How cool would that be if you booked a photographer and they mailed you something like that, right? That would be amazing. So the client guides, the tangible client guides is something that I gave clients after their session was over. But I want you to think about what along the way could you print and mail to someone? Does this take a little time and effort? Yes, it does. However, these are the things that really stick out to your clients. One thing that I always kind of wanted to do and never have actually got around to doing is making a refrigerator magnet, especially for my birth clients, just telling them like when to call me, my phone number, things like just super simple information like that, that they can put on their fridge, like small tangible things like that, that make the process easier is what this particular step is all about and how to increase that perceived value. The next way to increase the perceived value as a photographer for your packages and for your services is to include things that others charge extra for. So what are some things that other photographers say, this is an extra $50 fee, $100 fee to add XYZ, what's something like that that you can include for free? I'm going to give you some examples. So of course, the obvious is things like wardrobe or hair and makeup or having a client closet. Things like that, unfortunately, are becoming more common. And so those are things that I've included for years. And when I started including them, not a lot of photographers were doing that. But now it's becoming more and more common and more photographers have a client closet or they're including hair and makeup as a part of their session fee. And so yes, I think that including those is great, but I'm going to look outside of that because I think that that's actually becoming more and more common. What about including extra digital files? So one way that I do this at Tavia Redburn Photography is I will promise a certain number of images for their digital gallery. So like in my packages, it'll say all digital files and I'll tell my clients that's 30 files. And then when they get to their ordering appointment, there will be 45. And I'll say, oh, I just had such a hard time picking. So your digital image package, if you choose to purchase it, will include 45 images instead of 30. Small way that I can surprise and delight my clients. Now, remember, this could be an upsell. However, my packages are priced such that I include it for free as a way to surprise and delight my clients and to increase that perceived value, right? Another way I do this is to include extra time at the session. So I run the type of photography business that's not so jam-packed that I'm gonna rush people out to get the next person in because my schedule is so busy. I usually only take one client per day, and that allows me to go a little bit longer if needed. For example, at a newborn session, if somebody got late and or if somebody's late because they were in traffic or the toddler's not really cooperating or the baby needs to feed a little extra, I'm not cutting them off right at the 2-hour mark because I have the type of business where I allow a little extra time, right? So that's something else to consider. You could also look at some photographers charge extra to rush deliver the images, meaning, you know, my normal turnaround time is 14 days, but you can pay an extra $100 fee and get your images in 3 days, for example. I've never charged extra for that, and it's always something where I just overpromise and underpromise and overdeliver. And I'll say, your photos will be ready in 7 to 14 business days. And then 4 business days later, I'll say, hey, your photos are ready. They didn't pay extra for that. It's just a way that I can increase that perceived value by surprising them, right? I don't charge a travel fee outside of a certain number of miles. Now, if it's like a 2-hour drive, I will, but some photographers will only stay in their immediate location. They charge extra to drive. I include that. And then this one's kind of a big one that I see a lot of photographers charge extra for that I never have charged extra for, and that is special editing. So some photographers will say like, oh, and there's nothing wrong with this. This is just something that I've chosen to do as a higher end luxury brand. Some photographers will say, you know, if you want to do head swaps or if you want to have extra retouching or blah, 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 I charge extra for that. And I've never charged extra for that. I've always just done it for my clients because it's kind of built into my pricing already. And because I want to have that higher end pricing where they feel like, oh, great, it's already included. I don't have to worry about that. So when you're able to include things that others charge extra for, it's just another way to elevate your perceived value. And these are things that whenever photographers are saying, Show them the value. They have to know that you're valuable. These are things that you're talking about on social media. You're showing your tangible client guides that you're mailing, right? You're talking about this in your newsletters and your blogs, and you're saying, here are 5 things that some photographers charge extra for that I include. And you're able to show people before they book that these are things that you include automatically. So we still have 6 more ways that you can elevate the perceived value of your photography brand. And if you're loving this episode so far, I would love it if you would text this episode to your business bestie so that they can benefit from it as well. And maybe you guys can listen to this and brainstorm together, keep each other accountable. It would mean so much to me if you shared this with your photography bestie. Okay. Let's get into the 3rd way to boost the perceived value of your photography brand, and that is to watch your words. Now, obviously, branding is a bigger conversation than we're going to be able to have in this podcast on this podcast episode, but I want you to take some time and look at some higher end brands. Who are some brands that you hope to one day be able to purchase from? Or maybe a brand that is like a level so high you can't even imagine purchasing from them. Subscribe to their email newsletters, go to their websites, go to their social media accounts, listen to the words that they say and how they describe their products, and then look at how you're describing your products and talking about your brand. So for example, one thing that I am not the best at, but I try to be aware of, is using the word portraits instead of pictures. Do you see how portraits already in and of itself has this like elevated experience? Like if I say portraits, you just think something differently than pictures or even photos. Using higher quality words that are attributed to more of a luxury brand can automatically start to help elevate your brand. Using words like investment instead of cost or price, a fee maybe instead of price, but the word investment just has a higher end feel than the word cost. One thing that, and we're going to talk about this kind of in the next point, but one thing that I always did really intentionally with my words is I never said that I was going to have mini sessions. To me, and this is just me, I always kind of attributed mini sessions to feeling a little bit cheap. And I never wanted anything cheap or discounty to be related to my brand. And so I never say mini sessions. I call them limited edition sessions. And so are they mini sessions the way that you and I probably know them? Yeah, they're mini sessions. They're shorter sessions that are kind of themed for a smaller price. But when you call them limited edition sessions, it just sounds a little bit more elevated and increases that perceived value. Okay. So just to recap so far, we've got tangible client guides, include things that others charge extra for, and watch your words and really pay attention to what other higher end brands are doing that you can mimic in your own photography business. The fourth way to boost the perceived value of your photography business is not to run sales. And we kind of just talked about that. But if you're going to run a sale or promotion, I like to call them promotions, don't call them sales and don't call them discounts. I never would say anything about my photography like sale or discount, because to me, that screams Walmart, and that is not the brand that I have or that anything that I want my clients even considering whenever they hear from me. So limited edition sessions instead of mini sessions. I talk about promotions instead of sales or discounts. And promotions are not something I ran or run very often at all. Pretty much the only promotion that I run each year is a Black Friday promotion. And we do double dollar gift certificates. So it's not half off, slashing prices, none of that. But it is still a way to take advantage of that time period when people are excited about spending money and getting a deal. If you are a student inside of the $1,000 in 10 days challenge, double dollar gift card promotions is something that I talk about in there. And I give a little bit more detail, but really paying attention to sales and discounts, not using those words, instead of using promotions and saying things about like limited edition sessions, etc. The next way to boost the perceived value in your photography business is to be the specialist. Now, if you've been around here for any length of time, you know I am a big believer in going all in on one niche or one specialty and being known for that thing, because that allows you to charge a premium and to be the go-to photographer for that thing. And so this in and of itself, if you pick one, I hope you pick this one to implement in your business, because being the specialist for one specific niche of photography is the best way to boost the perceived value of you and your business, because people will know like, oh, Tavia as a birth photographer, you go to Tavia for that. Here's an example. I was talking with one of my students inside of marketing school, and we were doing a website review, and she shared that she wanted to do seniors, family, birth, newborns, maternity, like multiple genres. And when I went to her website, I said, okay, so I am a mom who has a 15-year-old. So senior photos will be on my radar in the next few years. I do not want somebody, I'm not going to hire somebody who doesn't specifically do senior photos. Like, I'm just not. If I'm going to pay $1,500, $2,000 plus for a senior photographer, I want a photographer who does this all the time and really knows the ins and outs on how to get great senior photos. Now, I might not be her ideal client, but if you're somebody who's wanting the type of mom or the type of person who's going to spend a premium on photography, then it's important to pay attention to the fact that you might not be your own ideal client. Maybe you don't care about that. You're like, I don't really care. I care more about price. You might not be your own ideal client. People who are willing to pay a premium for specific niche of photography want the specialist. They want someone who does it all the time, not somebody who does senior, sometimes weddings, sometimes families, a little bit of birth, a little bit of newborns, and they're dabbling in everything. They want the photographer who does that particular thing and does it really well, and they're willing to pay more for the specialist. The sixth way to boost the perceived value of your photography business is to offer in-person ordering appointments or reveal sessions. Now, I know that in-person sales is not for everybody, but I want to share with you why I think it's a valuable part of the high-end or luxury way that people view my brand. And it's because, one, most photographers are not doing this. Most photographers are doing digital download galleries, and it's another way that you can stand out and do something different. And instead of looking at it as a salesy thing to do that's pressuring people, instead look at it as a way to serve your clients. You're able to sit down with them and help them figure out what they actually want to do with these photos. Do they want an album? Do they want wall portraits? Do they want a wall gallery? Like, you're able to offer them unique products that they can't get anywhere else. And not only that, you're willing to sit down as the professional and help them pick out the best photos and share why they should pick out a certain type of photo to go here, this or that. You're the professional and they view you that way. And doing an in-person ordering appointment or reveal session is just another way that you can position yourself as the expert and as someone who's there to serve them. So it really is a service to people, and it's something that I view and my clients view as an elevated experience that makes the brand a higher value experience. The seventh way that I love to boost the perceived value of my photography business is to show before and after images. Do it on your blog, show them on social media, show them on your website, show them in your emails, because this allows clients to see and experience the transformation that you give your images after they're edited. And so you're showing people, this is what it looked like to the client, this is what the raw file looks like on my computer, and this is what the final edited image looks like. And that wow factor really shows people, man, she really puts a lot of time and effort into hand editing her photos so that I'm going to love them. So this greatly increases the perceived value of your business. So if you're not already making it a habit to record behind the scenes video, to share before and afters, I highly encourage you to start doing that. And the eighth way to boost the perceived value of your photography business is to donate a percentage of your session fee to charity or do charity sessions. Now, if you're thinking about higher-end clients, luxury clients, most of those people are involved in charitable organizations, whether they maybe run one or help, they sit on a board for one or they donate to them. That's a big part of their lives. And so what I found is that whenever I do limited edition sessions that fully go to a charity that I know my ideal client is involved with, it gets me in front of new people who might otherwise not have used me, but they want the photos and they want to donate to this organization. So then we get a chance to connect. And those are the people that I want to connect with. And it most definitely boosts the perceived value of my photography brand. So for example, a few years ago, I did black and white limited edition sessions where it was a flat fee. I want to say $50 to $100. It was a very quick session. I did it at the studio, very like in and out, simple classic photos of just children and babies. All the money that I made went to an organization that supports midwives here in Oklahoma. And so I was getting in front of my ideal client. My ideal client uses a midwife. And so it got me in front of them. It was a charitable organization that I loved. I knew my ideal client loved, that I was able to give back to. And of course, all of the midwives and people associated with that organization are sharing about this as well. So it's a really great way to get in front of new people and again, boost that perceived value of my photography brand. Whew. Okay, so we talked about a lot of things today and I wanna know, what are your next steps? What are you going to take action on from this episode to increase the value of your photography business and your photography sessions? Now, I know it can kind of feel overwhelming and you're thinking like, oh, I want to do this. I want to start doing that. Let me give you a little pro tip here. Just choose one to implement and then save this episode for later so that you can add more as you start adding them and as your business grows. All of these that I do at Tavia Redburn Photography took time, actually probably years if I were to really put a number on it. So don't expect to implement everything in 1 week, okay? Now, if this episode was helpful, it would mean so much to me if you not only texted it to your business bestie so that you guys can work on these ideas together, but also if you would leave me a review on iTunes. So we took a little break on the podcast and I'm not sure what happened, but all of my reviews went away. So if you've previously left a review or if you're a new listener and you want to leave a review, I would love to hear your feedback on the show, what you're loving, what you want to hear next. It would help me out so much if you would take a minute to leave a review. It can be a little complicated to leave a review on iTunes. So if you head over to thebeautyandbirth.com/podcast, I will walk you through how to leave a review. And my friend, remember, if you have a passion, it is not an accident because not everyone loves the thing that you love. So whatever your passion is, it's there for a reason. And I hope that you will get out there and make it happen. Have a great week.